This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green. In the blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'll be here till 10 o'clock a.m. Answer all your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out today. So feel free to give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Been hearing a lot of questions this week at the garden center I work at. About fall shedding. They're looking at arborvitaes, some hemlocks, a few other things, and saying, you know, the inside's turning brown. What do I do? So it's actually not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing for the plant. It actually means next year your evergreen is going to be pushing growth a little bit more than it did this year. Evergreen shrubs, usually when you think evergreen, it stays green all year, doesn't lose its leaves, that type of thing, instead of a deciduous tree, like a maple or an oak or something along those lines, that does lose its leaves and rejuvenates itself and starts back next year. These evergreens actually lose the inside of the growth. That way, it can rejuvenate itself. It actually is a good thing. It's a good sign that it's actually growing well. It's kind of alarming at first. You kind of look at it and say, oh, is this good? Is it bad? What's the deal? So it's one of those things I just wanted to bring up. We'll talk about a few times during the day. It's a little cold. It's been cold these couple days. We had a close to freezing, maybe below freezing, on Thursday night. So I was a little, I guess it was a reality check. We're getting into fall, really. So looking at the long-term forecast, we do have a lot of 30s at night, but 50s during the day. So there is still some growing that can be happening. And we can definitely be planting. You still have a lot of time to do that. We're going to get a little bit of rain here this morning. And that'll actually help loosen the soil a little bit for you if you want to start planting. But, you know, it's really good at this time of year because the plants can actually focus on their root system. They focus on their root system versus putting out new growth. You want them to actually have a greater root system than what you see above. All of the energy, all of everything that happens with the plant really is from below. And at this time of year, allowing a plant to focus on its root system will actually allow it to grow stronger and better long term. So it's definitely a great time to be doing that. A lot of the local garden centers probably have some sales going on. Doesn't mean the plants are bad or anything along those lines. It just means they're trying to get them out to you guys. It's a great time to get out there and just purchase some of these. So, you know, go to your local garden center today. Grab some of that. Grab some spring flowering bulbs so you have that wake up in the spring so you know that it's time of the year to go. A couple things you could do. Get out there. There's still a little bit of time to be putting a lawn down. You just have to do a little bit extra. We're talking adding some salt marsh hay or some sort of covering to your grass seed that you put down. A lot of times you would put something down as well just to cover from birds or that type of thing that would be taking the seed from the ground. So it's a good time to be doing it as well, just to keep the temperatures consistent instead of going from freeze to thaw, that type of thing. So that's a couple things we can get into today, as well as any of your questions that you have today. Just give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Later on today, we're going to I'm going to try to post on our Facebook page the video that my father did for the 100th year celebration of the Stockbridge School of Agriculture. It's probably about 40 minutes, but my father is on there for a good 5-10 minutes-ish. It's pretty cool to see. I want everybody else to be able to see it. It's pretty awesome. He's really excited about his school that he went to, that I went to, Stockbridge School of Agriculture, which I know he's talked about a bunch of times on the radio prior to this. So, you know, you guys won't be surprised of how excited he is for that. But it's good to see him. It's good to have him on there. So we're going to try and put that up later today. Something to look forward to. But in the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Yeah, like I said, be here till 10 to answer all the gardening questions. The other thing you can do is you can go to paulparent.com to sign up for the newsletter. We're still working on the newsletter. We're doing everything we can. We're taking some of the older ones and sending them out while we can figure out a few things to get the newsletter back to being updated. We have about 10 years of copy to go through, so we don't want to have the same thing written in a different way, that type of thing. We want to make sure everything stays current and we go ahead the way we should. Little side note, I have to say I feel like the Red Sox going to the World Series has something to do with my dad. I want to say, you know, he might have been helping pushing Mookie Betts' glove closed to allow that home run to be called interference. So thanks, Pops. We're going to the World Series, and I know he'd be excited for that too. Now we just need the Patriots to go back to the Super Bowl, and it'll be pretty cool. Anyways, give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's time to get your lawn growing strong and green for spring. Start today with Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food. It contains Biotone, Espoma's special blend of beneficial microbes that help your lawn absorb nutrients more easily while promoting faster greening, deeper roots, and better soil structure. Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food should be applied now in fall, and then again in late spring, late summer, and spring again. Spread evenly on a recently mowed lawn, including newly seeded and sodded areas. Water lightly after application and you're done. Like all Espoma products, all-season lawn food is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find it at a fine garden center, Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. All season lawn food from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So feel free, guys, to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. With the temperatures dropping, it's starting time to really think about taking care of the plants for winter as well as planting. We'll talk a little bit about wilt stop today. An anti-desiccant that will help keep the moisture in your plants and allow the plant to really deal with the wind, the cold, the weather, just in general of how, you know, if there's too much snow, not enough snow, that type of thing, it will really help it protect it for the winter. And this is for your evergreens, you know. Usually broadleaf evergreens is what we're looking at, like your rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwoods, Japanese hollies, regular American hollies, those types of things. So we'll talk a little bit more about it. I'll give you a little bit more information as the show goes on. But feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your garden questions. So give us a call.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I believe we got a caller on the line. Who's up first today?
That would be Patricia calling us from Columbia, South Carolina. She's got a question about her Bermuda grass.
All right. Good morning, Patricia. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a lawn that is Bermuda grass, and I want to change it to centipede grass because it's getting bald spots in it, and it doesn't look good. And how do I go about doing that? Can I put out grass seed now? About some easy seed?
You can start to put some grass seed out now, especially where you are. It's a little bit warmer than we are in the north here. I personally wouldn't use the easy seed.
Okay.
One of the reasons behind it is it's more of an annual grass, so it's only 1 year. So what you're putting down now is not going to come back next year.
Oh.
So it's not gonna benefit you as much as you would want.
Okay.
Okay, and I know you have a Bermuda grass, and Bermuda grass looks like nothing in the winter. It looks kind of like it's dead. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have some annual grass that's gonna be really green, then with this Bermuda grass looking brown, so it might look a little bit worse. So if it was me, if I'd want to take a grass seed that was more of fescues and ryes at this time of year. They do better in cooler weather once we start to turn into winter.
Mm-hmm.
Putting those down would really help you to establish a lawn at this point. Get rid of some of that Bermuda grass. You might have a little bit of green during the winter.
Okay.
And cover those holes. Are you looking to just get rid of the Bermuda grass completely?
Yes.
How are the temperatures there at night? Have you gotten into the 30s?
Not yet. It's around 50-something now, And it is, you know, it's been fluctuating between 50 and 60 something at night.
Okay. Well, you still have a lot of time where if you wanted to, you could spray something to get rid of that grass that's there, to kill the lawn and start fresh, or you could overseed.
Okay.
What makes more sense for you?
I'd rather overseed because I don't want it to wash away.
Gotcha. Okay, so what I would do is get out there and rake the lawn. Clean up the lawn as much as I could to get rid of some of the dead grass, some of the old grass that's in there, so you can kind of expose some of the soil underneath, so that when you put the seed down, it actually is on the soil. It's not sitting on some of, like, that thatch or some of the other grass. Okay? Also, put down a starter fertilizer. The starter fertilizer will help establish a root system for the winter for that grassy that you're putting down. So this is the process that I want you to do. I want you to get out there, rake the lawn, clean the lawn, get it all, any of that dead grass that's in there, some of the thatch out, etc. Clean it up. It's almost like a spring cleanup in the lawn, but you're doing it now so you can expose the soil.
Okay.
Then put down starter fertilizer. Okay, starter fertilizer, when you put it down, it actually is okay to walk on. It helps break it down. It goes a little bit quicker that way when you break it down.
Okay.
Then put the seed down on top of it, and then
you're
water.
Recommending rye and fescue.
Well, rye and fescue is when you go into the cooler temperatures, do a little bit better establishing themselves. I know you have 50s and 60s. And it looks like that way for you for a while. So you could stick with some bluegrasses or some other types of grasses as well, just based on your temperatures. But if you started to see the temperatures get like they are up here in New England, where they're 40s at night or some 30s, that's when you would want to stick to fescues and ryes.
Okay.
It's really just based on temperatures. Your temperatures seem to be a little bit warmer, so you could use a mixture of any of the grasses that you like. So that could be really beneficial for you. Other than that, it's watering is your biggest thing at this point, and water until the ground really freezes and you have a great established lawn.
All right.
All right, Patricia, thank you so much for the phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to re-elect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
The president making the point, his policies putting Americans back to work.
More people are working in our country today than at any point in the history of our country. That's not bad. How do you lose an election with that stat, right?
Ahead of the president's speech, patriots in the crowd shouting,
USA! 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 USA!
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Vinny in Milford, Mass.
Vinny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you for having me. I got a question about my lawn.
Okay.
I'm fairly new at maintaining lawns. I've always rented. I just bought a house a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And I keep the grass, the lawnmower, at the highest setting all during the growing season.
Okay.
Several people told me I should cut it way down for the winter, then fertilize. What do you recommend?
You know, you don't really have to cut it way down. I've seen you can do it up to about 4 inches from the ground, maybe three and a half inches. It really depends on the lawn you have. I personally would look at it, you know, I'm going to, at some point, I'd love to say I can do it today, but at some point I'm going to have to mow my lawn to the, you know, the final cut. I usually, about 3 inches, you could go a little bit less. I like to have something there so it's not so far down where the root system is almost shocked at this point. If you've been cutting it, you know, very high all season, if you go from, I'm just going to use an example so it's just easier for number-wise. Say you leave it at 4 inches, and then all of a sudden you cut it way down to 1 inch, you're taking three-quarters of the actual shoots away from the plant, where all of a sudden the root system is going to be kind of shocked a little bit. So if you want to cut it down real low, maybe bring the settings gradually lower a little bit so that it's not so shocking going into the cold weather that we're having.
Okay.
As I was saying earlier, we're getting a lot of 30s at night. The ground's starting to really, it hasn't frozen yet by any means, but it's starting to go dormant a little bit and say, all right, okay, it's winter time. I'm cooling down. This is what we do. But if you were to just go from 4 inches to 1 inch, you're really going to shock the plant.
Okay.
So maybe, you know, bring it down a couple settings today. You know, so it's about 2 inches. Maybe it's in half. Okay. And go that way for this one. And if you really wanted to get down to one. That's where I'm going with this.
I understand.
And then the next cutting, because you'll probably be able to do maybe one more. A lot of people, like myself, I have a bagging mower. With all the leaves on there, I tend to try and mow the leaves as well.
Yes, that's what I do.
Makes my life a little bit easier. And so I'm probably going to mow a couple times. So that's when I would, you know, even the first time, especially there's some leaves starting out there, you might want it higher. That way you can get more of the leaves. And you're not forcing it to get all the leaves and all the grass all at once and overdoing it. So then you can move on and slowly, gradually go down. That being said, it's really up to you on what you want to do. I don't go all the way to the ground when I cut my lawn. There's different ways you can do it. In the spring, they want you to cut down lower so that some of the sun will get in there and it'll help rejuvenate it. So spring, you have the low lawn. So it's not as tall. You're not creating shade in sunny areas of some of the grass seed that's there. Then during the summer, you go a little bit higher. That way, it helps cover some of the lawn because you want some of that, a little bit of that shade on the lawn, if you will. That way, it's cooler on the soil, that type of thing.
I understand. Now, it's okay if I leave it long, though. I don't have to cut it short. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know what? Like I said, I'm not going to cut mine real low. I might cut it middle of the line, maybe 3 to 4 inches.
Okay.
There are things out there that'll say to you, cut it real low. You know, to allow more sunlight to get in there.
Yeah, understood.
That type of thing. It's trial and error. If you've been doing it a couple of years, keeping it high, and it's been successful, you know, why change now, right?
Right. When I first got the house, I had no grass at all. It was all crabgrass and weeds. And this is the first year it actually looked decent. I'm hoping next year it'll really pop.
It definitely. And one of the things you do want to do is you want to try to get another fertilization down. I don't know when the last time you fertilized was.
I did the step 3 already. I was just about ready to go to the store and buy the step 4 today.
Okay. You definitely want to put step 4 down. Today would be a good day, definitely. We just, where I am in Lowell, it's starting to rain just a little bit, which is good. We'll get some of that fertilizer down into the soil. If you can, you know, take a look at the temperatures. It's going to sound crazy, but in about 6 weeks, which would be, we're talking December. But if the temperatures are still kind of the way they are, because the past few years has been odd, where
yes,
the temperatures stay in the 40s and 50s during the winter, you might actually be able to put a fifth step down, which would be your fourth step a second time.
Okay.
I like to do 5 steps during the year. That way, you're getting a little bit more into the soil for spring. So you're really following through that consistently.
Okay.
One of the things you could do just to help you in the future, if you'd like, one of our sponsors, Natural Alternatives, is a really good company. And I'm not just saying it because of the product. I'm saying it because of their customer service.
Yeah.
They'll actually walk you through the step process that you need and will call you when it's time to put down the next application. They'll just give you a call and say, hey, Vinny, we just noticed that it should be about time to put step 2 down, or it should be time to step 3 down. It's a really cool offering. Not a lot of companies out there will actually do that type of thing.
Yeah.
But they actually have a 5 application process that I really like that will really be beneficial for you. It's early spring, then summer, fall, and then winter. That might be a great way to do it going forward, but definitely the more steps there, like the 5 steps, would be beneficial for you in your lawn.
All right. Can you give me that name of that company again, please?
Yep. It's called Natural Alternative.
Okay.
So it's naturalalternative.com. You can go to their website. They have lots of information. They're open Monday through Friday. The phone number that they have on there is the 800 number.
Yep.
They actually want you to call. They want listeners of this show and anybody out there to give them a call to ask questions. That was one of the things when I started to take over the show, I talked to everybody, not off the radio, obviously, and just said, do you want people to call? And they were like, yes, that's actually part of our business. That's what we want. We want people to call us and ask us questions. They have a lot of great stuff there. The other thing you could be doing, Vinny, at this time of year, just to help you know really what's going on in the soil, is get a soil sample done. Natural Alternatives can do that as well for you. The soil sample is going to tell you what's going on underneath the soil and what you can do fertilizer-wise. You know, what do you need to do for lime, what do you need to do, etc., and really help you to keep your success in the lawn going. And I suggest doing it this time of year because in the spring, everybody's getting soil samples. So it can take 2 to 3 weeks or even more in order to actually get your results. Now, in the spring, if you're waiting 2 to 3 weeks, you've got some time behind you, and you're like, you could have missed a step, you could have missed something, that type of thing. That's why I suggest doing it now.
All right.
Best way to do a soil sample is take the lawn area, big rectangle, do the four corners, and then something in the middle. You're looking to get about a pound and a half of soil. So you just dig down with a shovel, a little trowel, get some of the loose soil, put it in a bag, mix all, four or five samples together, and then that's how you would get the best soil sample for the area.
Oh, great. Matter of fact, when I get out of work today, I'll go on the computer and check them out.
Great. Hopefully those steps will help you. I think it'll help just benefit you going forward. I know putting a lawn together takes a lot. You can look at some of those commercials that I won't say the name of the company, but they're always green lawns. And that's after years of maintenance and taking care of it and going through that step process and consistently doing it. And it sounds like you're on that right track to do that. Right. I think you could be a good candidate to be on one of those commercials. Just maybe not that company.
I understand. I'm going to give them a try today when I get home.
Great, Vinny. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you very much. You've been a great help.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, is there anybody on the line?
Not at the moment.
That's all right. We'll keep talking. That's what I'm here for, to answer some questions and help you guys out with your lawns, your evergreens, etc. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So one of the things I like to do before each show is go to old newsletters to take a look at what my father was talking about at this time of year for previous years. It's really cool stuff. It helps me connect with my father even more than I was. So it's just, you look at it and you say, oh, yeah, yep, that's what he was talking about. Okay, great. One of the things that he's had in a few of the newsletters is it's that time of year to really get everything that you've been using for the garden ready for winter as well. Don't forget, to take care of the tools that you were using all season. Again, you should still be planting out there, so you still have some time. But, when you bring in the shovels, you bring in the rakes, you bring in everything, take a look at it and see, all right, does anything need to be just tightened? Does anything need to be cleaned? Get rid of some of that dirt, some of that excess, anything that's on the tools, to clean it off so it's ready for spring. So when you go to do this, you can just grab a shovel, you can grab a rake and go. One of the things he always talked about was putting WD-40 on anything that was metal like that to help from the rust. That would be fine. You could probably find some other alternative, some sort of oil to put on there, maybe more of natural if you're looking to stay that way on there. The other thing that my father always talked about with me and talked about with others was, right now, I know you don't want to do it, but grab the snowblower, start it, see if it starts. Because when we start getting snow, maybe it's in February like it has been in the past. We did get a one December storm last year in New England. If you go to start it and it doesn't start, you're grabbing that shovel and you're shoveling a driveway. And if you have a long driveway, that might take some time. or you're calling a plow guy, etc. But definitely go out there, take a look at your snowblower, start it up, make sure it works. If it doesn't, I'm sure at this time of year, some of the small engine repair guys aren't as busy as they are when the first snowstorm hits and everybody starts up their snowblower and it doesn't work. I'm not saying everybody, but you know what I'm saying. Take a look at those types of things. Also, if you're using a mower or anything that has gas in it, make sure you use all the gas on it. Don't let the gas sit in it over the winter, especially if you're leaving it in a shed. There could be some moisture that sits in there. That type of thing that might get a cold, that might have some water added to the gas. So, you know, use it, run it, store it for winter, but it's really about getting those things ready as well. So next year you're ready to go. And you're not worrying about, okay, I gotta get this to this place and get this fixed, etc. Feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Give us a call today at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jackie and Trackett.
Almost, Nathan. Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. I took my geraniums in the other night where we're going to have that freeze. And so every year I've been saving them now for about 6-7 years. And some of them I lost last year. But anyways, I wanted to know, do I water them first before I put them in my basement? And then how much do I cut back?
Okay, so what type of geraniums are they? The geraniums that you would see in the spring?
Yes, you know, I just buy them, you know, or get them, receive them as gifts.
Yep.
But I've had them, and people can't believe, you know, come June, July, they say, I said, yeah, this one here I know is about 6-7 years old. Get out of here. I said, yeah, I take it in a, you know, fall when it's going to be freezing out, and then I take it back up, clean it up a bit, and put some new soil and fertilize it, and there we go. I saved myself a whole lot of money.
Awesome. You actually, so you could water them before they go down into the basement, into that dark location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you actually, what you could do a couple times during the winter is actually soak the roots. If it's just roots in water?
Yeah, well, I'm not here.
Okay, well, forget that.
I do the nice thing. I leave for the winter.
perfect. Hopefully it's some place real warm to stay.
Yep, it is Florida, so.
Great. So you definitely would want to soak it before going down in into the basement.
Mm-hmm.
One of the suggestions I've read before is if you get it down to, like, just its root system, you would soak mm-hmm. the root system in water for about 1 to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That way it will absorb that water and deal with the temperatures like that. But putting them down into the basement, giving them that dormancy period, is definitely something that they would like. It's something that they want to see.
So I should keep them watered.
Well,
I mean, watered before I take them downstairs.
I would.
Right now I have them on a summer den.
Yep. I'd keep watering them. You know, maybe cut back a little bit on the watering as mm-hmm. often. At this point,
right.
You probably aren't watering them daily. It might be every few days.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly, before, you know, figure out, you probably leave at the same time every year to go south.
Right.
Figure out how far away that is, and then look at it and say, all right, if you're watering every day, I want to take it from every day to every couple days to once a week eventually before you leave, so that the plant is getting ready and understanding that the water isn't coming as much.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it can start to plan. It's going to start to hold the water in a little bit more and use it at a longer, at a different time instead of right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I would do it.
Right.
Slowly.
And I know before they were always watered, you know, before bringing them down into the basin. And they did fine, but I did lose some last year. But I did put a few, exactly how many, I don't know. I put a few in the back room where there's no sunlight coming in at all. But the rest I put on a hearth. And it is facing two windows, you know, just basement windows, not full windows or anything like that. So it will get daylight during the day when they do have daylight here, you know, some during the day and whatever.
Yep.
So I found, I think they did better considering the ones I put them way in the back that got no light at all. And I do keep my basement on a heater, you know, from the ceiling. I keep those two registers on because of don't want my pipes freezing.
Yeah, so the temperatures really that they like to see is like 45 to 50 degrees.
And I'm sure that's kind of what that, you know, but
I'm pretty sure that's what you got there. The ones that you kept in the sun, one of the reasons why they might have done a little bit better is they were continuously growing. They weren't. They had a little bit of dormancy period, but they were growing a little bit with that sun.
Okay.
You could do it that way. You could try both. But whatever you've had success with in the past is what I'd stick with.
Right.
As far as cutting them back, you can cut them back a little bit, but it's not completely necessary. Again, up to you on how you want to do it.
Right.
All right, Jackie?
That was my question. I thank you kindly. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.